This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, and Hawks are with you on a Wednesday, presented as always by BetMGM. 20 minutes from now, we'll get to our lightning bets for tonight. Excited for that. But we did have some news that we thought today, Aaron, would lead our show. Sean Payton is the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. We're like, oh, there we go. We'll start with that and the futures and what everyone thinks of this. But then Tom Brady decided to retire like 10 minutes before he got on the air. So we didn't get a chance to talk about Sean Payton. He took the job. He's going to make a lot of money. I saw one report this morning, like $85 million over 5 years. So it's a ton of money. So Sean Payton is now the Broncos coach. And the crazy part for me, not that he took the job, it's that the reaction, I mean, one book took more bets on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl in the couple hours after the news was announced than they had since it's been up, next year's odds, for like a week. I mean, I'm not interested in betting on the 2023 Broncos to win anything, let alone a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson.
I'm right there with you. We were going to power rank next year's Super Bowl winners and before the Tom Brady news. And then Joe had the idea, let's, you know, do the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So I didn't even have the Broncos on my list. I think we all kind of enjoy fading Russ. We did it when he was in Seattle. We did it last year. I mean, I know Sean Payton's a great coach, but I just have a hard time believing. I guess it's one of those things. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. Can Russ turn things around? I have a hard time believing it. I just don't see it. And I think at the end of the day, this, you know, all the money they're paying Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, and, you know, the fact that they don't have any first round picks for a few years, it's just, this is going to look like a massive failure by the front office in Denver. I just don't see it any other way.
He's going to a defensive-minded team, which I find really interesting. Obviously, we know what his jobs number one, two, and three are. What is that signal that Paul just gave us? Hawaii?
Turn it up!
Turn what up?
You were a little low, your volume. It sounds better now.
It sounds better now?
Yeah.
I thought he was giving the hang loose. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. The backwards hat really makes it really adds to it today.
That's probably why
he's on his way to Hawaii.
When Paul crosses the street and a car lets him pass, he gives the hang loose instead of a wave.
I'm a big Jeep wave guy. Joe was a Jeep guy for a minute. Remember that? Those are the good old days.
No, I was just a consideration.
Right.
I
mean, then Joe's the rest car of us quickly purchased. Stomped that one out.
Yeah, Joe's dive into the car world, buying a new car. That carried content on the show for at least two or three weeks, so that was good last February.
I think two or three
was
months.
Summer?
I mean,
summer?
The people kept wanting an update on, did you get a new car yet, and what would it be?
Yeah,
well, because it was the
I got
car,
a better idea.
And then it was the mulch, and then it was Leroy. Like, Joe O was a content machine for about 4 months there.
The mulch and the rash.
There's a lot going on. Oh, my God. There's a lot going on. I have a better idea this summer. I'm just taking off. That's my contribution.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll tell you. We're here wanting some content right now. This will make Paul uncomfortable for a minute. So my son's doing math at the kitchen counter the other night and comes up with the answer. He's actually very good at math. I mean, some of the stuff they're doing now in fourth grade, my God, they're already past me. I can't help. I have no idea what you're doing, how they do it, it all changed. But anyways, the answer he got to was 69, and I couldn't help it. I just, yeah, that's mom's favorite number. So
I'm guessing totally over his. Oh, he just didn't know. I'm guessing he didn't know what he was talking about.
Can you Google it?
We are not talking about this enough. That is an awesome off the dome line.
Was she upset or did she laugh? Your wife.
She smiled and then she smiled. No, she was standing right there. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have said it. She smiled, but as she's smiling and walk away, shut up, you know, that kind of reaction. Like, what is wrong with you type of thing.
Right.
Don't talk. Stop talking like that. Stop talking. Like, all three of us get that. Stop talking like that every single day. But he would not move on. Like, you know, when you're younger, you just change the conversation quickly and think the kid forgets about it.
No.
And then I realized why he wouldn't move on in a couple minutes, because he's been hearing about 69 at school, but they don't really know what it means, but they think it's funny.
It's funny. Right.
It means something. They know it means something they don't quite know. They know a little bit about. And I realized why he wouldn't move on. He's like, no, why did you say that? Why did you say 69's mom's favorite?
And you have to double
laughing?
Down on that lie.
What?
You can't, you just have to keep
laughing.
Saying, yeah.
I was
you
laughing.
You have to just keep. So what did you end up saying? It's just I'm being silly, or like did
when mom? Nah, when mom walked away, I kind of I didn't give the details,
backed
but
off.
I'm like, it's a dirty joke, you know, kind of thing. You'll understand when you're older. But the reason he wouldn't move on is because he's been hearing this. Told me one of his friends, like, he doesn't know what it means, but they all laugh. Has been saying 69, and then they all laugh. Like, but he didn't know why. So now he has the gist of why they laughed at that. And then last night, like, we were just playing catch in the basement, and mom is on the other side using what's the damn thing where you I forgot that stupid machine she got where you can make t-shirts.
The Cricket?
Bowflex.
Yeah, the Cricket. She's working on the Cricket on the other side, and he knows she's within earshot. And we're talking about the season and stuff. And, you know, they just got their uniform. So that was sitting down there. So it's top of mind. And he's like making sure that she hears, like, you know, Dad, next year I think I'm going to change to number 69.
Hell yeah.
Shut up. No.
Coach's son is 69.
Your son rocks.
Oh, 69.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So last couple of days, a lot of 69 talk around the house, whether you know what it means or not.
And here I thought Grady Dick was the furthest we were going with things today.
And now we're off the rails.
It's the man's name. Is it not? Like,
Grady Dick is the new Michael Penix. Okay, we've switched seasons in sports.
So much better. Like, Paul, did you kind of, as we've shifted more toward college basketball, you knew this day was coming where you're like, oh, man, this is going to be. But, you know, hey, every time you see a Grady Dick highlight. Yeah, yeah.
Paul
you need
looking
to
at the calendar
teach your son
day,
about Grady Dick now.
Paul's looking at his calendar. February. Grady Dick Day is coming up.
Yeah. It's Grady Dick season. It's February.
To all who celebrate.
Judy, aren't you going to miss this? Yes.
Jinx,
right? Yes. You're not bringing this to WIP.
I don't know how much Grady Dick will come up local talk in Philadelphia. And so maybe March Madness. Are you guys going to bet on him to win the player of the tournament? I mean, come on. You need an entire Grady Dick segment in early March. Yeah.
You know, even though Mike Rutherford said, yeah, it's a wrap, and I know he's not going to win, I was looking at 150-1 for the Wooden Award. Like, maybe you have to. Yeah. What kind of number you think you get? We expect them to maybe make another Final Four run. So,
sure.
I might have to make that wager.
You think I mean, for the content, 20? Just for that. I mean, you got to do it.
That was the exact number I was going to ask. Exact number.
They have the second best odds to win the title right now, behind Houston. Tied with Purdue, tied with Tennessee. So,
Jalen Wilson, yeah.
Like, Wilson will get the, what was the guy's name last year? The guard. He'll get the 7-1, the 8-1, right? 6-1.
Right.
But a lot of times, yeah, like we were going over it last year. We'll do the same this season. A lot of times the second, third best players during the regular season on the title winning team ends up getting that award.
Sure.
Which he would, I mean, he has a hot tournament. Come on. He would be a massive story. You know, some game he just hits like five threes, you know, game winning shot or something like that. I can see that.
Ochai Agbaji is the guy I was trying to think of.
Agbaji, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And who was the second guy on the team that we all bet?
Yeah.
When Paul says the name, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that was it.
The guy off the bench, right? Now I'm blanking on it.
Yeah. The guy from the transfer.
Hold it was on. A good number. It was
from Arizona State. Remy Martin? Remy Martin.
Remy Martin. Remy
Martin. Oh, it was. Yeah.
Drink. Yeah.
Yes.
It felt like he had a strong case at one time.
Started strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Peyton, Broncos, D'Amico Ryan's takes the Texans job. The other thing that's coming out this morning, I don't know if it's confirmed or it's just reports out there. One report, Brock Purdy has a fully torn UCL. That's a full year. Or at least 9 months.
What? So is the move Carr? What's their move? I know, that look of disgust. I agree with you. San Francisco feels the same way. But if you're not going to trade for Lamar, you go, Carr is an option. Are you going to roll the dice with Trey Lance to open the season?
Or do we totally
Isn't that what
buy...
you signed up for?
Well, yeah, but we don't know if he could play. Do we totally buy that the Packers will not trade Rodgers within the NFC? Do we totally believe that? Or will they take the best offer?
They're not trading him to San Francisco. Team that's gotten them a bunch of times.
Because they're being stubborn?
They're the team that they've not been able to beat.
But if it's the best offer.
And double agent sort of scenario. It's like, here, take this poison pill. Go ahead. Like, if think he's done,
you're not going to win.
Yeah.
You're not going to win with them anyway, so we don't care. We'll be
if
laughing.
If I was running the Packers and they had the best offer, I would send him there. Go for it. He's only going to play a few moves anyway. Like, what's the pain? He beats you a couple times and you look bad. But if you get the best offer, you win in the end.
How do you feel about that roster construction with Shanahan? Now you get Rodgers. Okay, let's say you get the best offer, most amount of picks. Where are you picking?
Late. I mean, right at the end, you would think.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But hey, a year ago, if I told you this is how many games Russell Wilson's going to play and this is going to be their record, nobody would have believed it.
No, you're right on that.
Yeah.
I think the Rodgers thing, we got to hear rumors about that. Like, at least they're going to try. They're going to call. I don't know where their other option is. You know, Carr, maybe.
What a disaster.
All that talent and no quarterback.
By the way, is like Jimmy G not an option? I mean, is this thing just going to just run it back again?
I mean, that's just.
It's a free agent. Yeah.
Going into the winter, let's call the X again. Let's do it.
We got to look at that.
Lonely.
Right. Does Jimmy G end up with the Jets? Like, I mean, wow. What is, right?
I can't wait for these dominoes to fall.
Raiders?
With McDaniels?
Daniels.
I need Lamar with the Niners. Be beautiful.
I want to see him on turf.
That would be something. Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta really works. They can make that work, right? I think they have $50 million in cap space, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they could do that.
How does Shanahan feel about that? How strict is he on, like, I need my offense run. I don't want that sort of quarterback. I mean, you were going to do it with Trey Lance, right?
Right. He's ready to pivot anyway. Boy, and how about the NFC South? That is going to be that division, betting on that. The quarterbacks there are so bad. I don't know if I've ever seen a division with worse quarterbacks, right now at least.
If you're one of these quarterbacks on the move, Are you trying to get there? Or do you think, listen, these guys have always been the best, and that's, and they feed on that, that competition. They don't want to find the weakest division and go there. They want to beat the best. What do you think?
And they want money. They want a starting spot and the money. Yeah. But it is a good spot. I mean, if you're Carr or Garoppolo and you can't find a spot, like, go to one of those four teams.
It is interesting. I do on the Shanahan thing really quick, I do remember in Washington that Mike Shanahan didn't want RG3. That was a big story here for a long time. So
well,
I don't know how his son feels.
Someone tell you that Kyle Shanahan didn't want Trey Lance.
It's funny. So, listen to Shanahan.
Maybe no Lamar.
Yeah, maybe not. We'll see. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Oxworth, BetQL Daily. Coming up next, our lightning bets on the BetQL Network.